Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Brothers and sisters, this Sunday, this is the Feast of Christ the King. This has been, for many, many years, even as a child, I think, that I have thought of Jesus Christ as King. Is his rule and his reign over us. He lets us live with a free will, but he's watching over us. God knows everything you're doing right now, at this moment. He knows you, and you say it's impossible. Yes, it is for us human creatures, but not for God. He loves us. He wants to be with us. He wants to walk with us. Make room in your life. I always say hello to the Lord early in the morning. I always say hello to him. And as we've often heard, God is the one who can write straight on crooked lines. Today, we take a look then at this solemnity. It's a very big feast. He's King of the universe. He's King over us all. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. And the first reading tells us, as from Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 to 14, it says, "As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. And when he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed." Lord Jesus Christ, we honor you today. We want to glorify you. We want to thank you for all you have done for us and all you have given us. Lord, if I'm still waiting for an answer for someone, draw close to him today. Ask him. God hears you. Psalm 93 says, "The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days." The Holy One, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, is here. He sees you, and he sees me. He loves us. He loves us. And now we take a look at the first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. "Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him." Do you ever stop to think about that? That the day will come, perhaps, I don't have any idea, so it could be our lifetime, or it could be, as I've said to you before, 100 years from now, but he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the people of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega. That is, I am the beginning and the end, says the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come. Alleluia, alleluia. And then we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 33b to 37, 33b to 37. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered him, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" And Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are king?" Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Brothers and sisters, everyone who belongs to me, to the truth, listens to my voice. God speaks to us daily through his commandments, through his words in scripture. He speaks to us daily. Let us, on this great feast of his kingship, let us acknowledge, let us bow before him and say, "Lord Jesus Christ, my King, my Lord, my God, my Father, my all." I was reading in a magazine about Christ, King of the Universe. It's just a preface of prayer, but it's so beautiful, I wanted to share it with you. "It's truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you anointed your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, with the oil of gladness, as eternal priest and king of all creation, so that by offering himself on the altar of the cross as a spotless sacrifice to bring us peace, he might accomplish the mysteries of human redemption, and making all created things subject to his rule, he might present to the immensity of your majesty an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace." Brothers and sisters, there is more to this. This is part of the preface for the Feast of Christ the King. And you will hear it if you go to Mass today. You will hear it. Brothers and sisters, ever since I was a child, I have loved Christ as King, and I have not been afraid. He reigns over all, and he sees us in all our mistakes. He sees us in the good deeds that we do. Ask God, "Lord, may I do more than two good deeds today. Please, may I not suffer a mistake. If I make a mistake, I'm so sorry. I don't want to do that. Help me. Help me, Lord, call you the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. You are my King and my Lord." Brothers and sisters, when we do that kind of thing, even daily if you can, more and more, Jesus guides and leads us and shows us the way. We can't discern for ourselves. We always have to take it to a priest or to someone. But if you think that God has spoken to you, ask a priest. Please, brothers and sisters, don't try to manufacture it. Don't try to think that if you're in the chapel all the time, he will appear to you or something. No, but you will have a word in your heart, or just a peace in your soul that you haven't had before. He is there. Let Jesus Christ reign in your heart, the hearts of your husband, your wife, your family, your children. It's a good thing for a family, like once a week, we sit down for dinner on Saturday night or on Sunday. Let us ask, Lord Jesus, be king over this family. Lord Jesus, be king over our family. Lord Jesus, bless us. Lord Jesus, show us the way. King of all kings, we love you. Brothers and sisters, God is so good. God is so good. Do you know that he hears every prayer you pray? Do you know that? I want to share with you just a little bit of a writing by Sister Carmela of the Holy Spirit. She said this, O divine King, most amiable Jesus, my Redeemer, my Savior, my spouse, my master and model, I renew today the total consecration of my being to you, begging you to take absolute dominion over me. Be my sovereign, my ruler, my guide. Direct and govern me entirely so that everything may turn to your greater glory. Note that everything may turn to your greater glory. Be king of my memory, of my intellect, of my will, of my emotions. I wish all to be completely subject to you, and I invite you to reign in me. Can we pray that prayer? Can we ask God to do that for us? She concludes by saying, grant that your reign of peace may be established not only in my soul, but also in my sensibility, so that in harmony with the superior part of my soul, it may give you glory and neither delay me nor be an obstacle to union with you. Brothers and sisters, that sister who wrote that died in 1949. Please, brothers and sisters, always, you know what I've done? I've often said, because it's my favorite feast day, I've often said, Lord, be my king today. Be the Lord today. Tell me what to do today. And I try, sometimes I fail, but I try to ask the Lord, Lord, help me. Please help me to turn to you first. When I'm in difficulties or struggles, or I'm lacking wisdom that I need, or whatever the case may be, God, help me. And you know he does. He doesn't do it with words. I just find myself saying something, and I thought, oh, and it was exactly what that person needed to hear. I've told you that before, but it's true. And may God today, may God, who is Christ your King, may the Father, who overwhelms you in the best possible way, and to the Holy Spirit, who guides us, who wants to lead our life, who wants to help us, turn to him. If you hear nothing, pray. Just pray a little more. And sometimes when you don't expect it, you'll get a thought in your head that you needed. It comes from him. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.